Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry, and today I just want to take time just to really let you know who I am, because I think there have been a lot of questions from a lot of people about who am I, where did I come from, and I want to take at least 15 minutes to talk about, just tell you who am I, tell you where I came from, tell you a little bit about my family, about myself, and hopefully my short testimony that I'm going to share will be a blessing to you today on this particular broadcast of the Apostolic Voice. Amen. Now, who am I? My name is Bishop, my birth name is Thomas Frank Henry Jr. I'm teased a lot of times because they say that I have three first names and three last names. I was born in November 1972 to the then Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Frank Henry Sr. My mother's name is Melinda. Both of them are from an area called Terrell County in Georgia, southwest Georgia. I was born in a city called Albany. My dad was an African Methodist Episcopal steward, and he was also a part-time deacon in the Primitive Baptist Church that my mother belonged to in Dawson, called Union Grove Primitive Baptist Church. It's one of those churches, the Primitive Baptist Church, one of those churches where at that time women didn't say nothing. They could sing, they could shout, they could say amen, but they couldn't. They could vote, but they could not legislate, they couldn't preach, they couldn't pray anything in the church service and all that. I was 8 days after my birth. After you go through some of the other stuff, that I think the month or the 2 months after my birth, I was baptized in the African Methodist Church in Parrot, Georgia. The church my dad was a part of was called Bethlehem AME Church. My religious background is very diverse because in 1978, my parents was at home. We didn't go to church that particular Sunday. We stayed about a block, two blocks down the street from this church called House of God by Faith Church, God's Hospital, pastored by the then Elder Henry M. Brown. He's a bishop today. And then Elder Brown and his wife knocked on my parents' door and invited us to come to their church. That church happened to be real big, still a big building, and they had a packed house that day. We sat probably the third pew from the end. I don't forget that because I can't tell you what day it was, but I know it was in 78. I knew that it was the third pew from the back because my mom was a little bit arthritic at that time. And then he didn't see. He said, there's a lady sitting behind the lady with the big hat on, with the polka dot dress on. There's a lady behind her, and this lady, you know, God want to heal you today. And he began to pray and ask her to come forth. He prayed for her, and my mother got healed. And from that, we started attending the Pentecostal Holiness Church. And then I think it was in 79. I can't remember what month it was, but I know it was a Friday night. My mom and dad started preaching on the same night. Both of them was preaching and licensed as ministers as a part of that particular church. Sometime after that, we became a part of an apostolic church. I can't tell you the name. I think the apostolic church was Holy Temple in Sylvester, Georgia, Mother Gloria Samuel. I'm not sure if she's still alive today or not, but we became a part of her ministry for about a little over a year. And then after that, my parents launched out on their own, and they started a church called Community House of Prayer. It is during the time that they started this church that one Friday night, I was probably about 10 years old. That would have made it around about, 83. I remember on a Friday night, we had an all-night tarrying service. Matter of fact, it was 83 before sometime before April, Easter that year, because I got baptized in 83 after this, after my conversion experience. And I was on the altar, old school altar call, you know, tell you slobbing and spitting in the mouth and all of that. And I found Jesus on that altar, calling on his name, like the old saints used to do, as Apostle Kirkendall would say, praying terrorists, sir, you know, the old school saints do that. And found Jesus on that altar, changed my life forever. Bring tears to my eyes even now, thinking about that day that Jesus came into my life. Oh, what joy that floods my soul when Jesus came into my life. My life didn't end there. My walk only started there. It didn't end there. It didn't end there. It didn't end there. I began to participate in church, part of the choir, worship. We had devotional teams at that time, devotional service. Some of y'all probably remember those devotional services. And taught Sunday school and all of that. Well, when I was about 16 years old, I began to, I had a call. I got a call from the Lord. Ran on my bed, and I had this vision, and he began to show me some things in my life and showed me that I was supposed to be a preacher, called me into ministry. I didn't go at that time, but I know for a fact he called me. He showed me the name of the church. The name of the church he gave me is the name that I eventually named the church when we first started our own church. And he called me into ministry. I didn't tell anybody, but the things began to show, the signs began to show. As time progressed, and then mom and dad went through the October 1989, I confessed my call and was licensed by my father's church. His process was a little different than some of you guys' process are in ministry. And then I preached my first sermon the fourth Sunday of November that same year. I was still in high school. And my life, like I said, my life was changed. I got a prophetic word tonight that just blew my mind. And I still see some of those things being produced and manifesting even on today. My mom and dad divorced. It caused me to have to, I wound up moving with my mom and my sister and brothers. I'm an adult now, but, you know, watching being a big brother, watching on my mom and sister and brother move with them. And I found myself in the grand old Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. You can't join it. You got to be born in it. And from there, I got licensed, got to know the future bishop that the bishop, I was under Bishop J. Howard Dell, he passed, and then under Bishop Williams, later on Bishop Williams would officially install me as one of his pastors when we took the church that I became pastor in under Chandler Owens and transferred jurisdiction to Bishop Williams. But that's a long story. I don't have time to really give you my whole testimony because I only did 15 minutes for this program today. But I'm preaching in places and going places, and almost immediately I started wearing something that became my trademark, which is the clergy collar and the black clergy shirt, something I still do to this day. I love that black clergy shirt. No matter what other colors I have, I love my black clergy shirt. But eventually I served as sister pastor of another church. I left Church of God in Christ, got married, had two beautiful kids, raised the child she already had, and made a family of three kids, and eventually got called from that church. I was sister pastor for 6 years and started pastoring the Church of God in Christ. And pastored there, we went through a rocky journey at first, three members in the church, and in 6 months, we went from 3 members to 75 members. The Lord be praised. Stayed there for 3 years until one day my now ex-wife left me, and I was in a crisis moment. I didn't know what to do, didn't know how to handle all of that. Didn't want to go through a divorce and all of that. And I was faithful. I didn't do the sinning she did. I was faithful. She went and tipped out around on me and then left me for the man. And, you know, the Bible says you're free to marry and all that stuff. And I still haven't got married yet. Would like to get married again one day. But we left the Church of God in Christ, and we started Christian Life Ministries. And we were going to use the name Christian Life Ministries by itself. But, you know, when you get incorporated, you got to have a unique name. And so we Incorporated Churches Christian Life Ministries International. Lo and behold, we didn't know that as while doing that, God was going to connect us with people. We met people from the Philippines. We literally met people from these areas. I'm talking about just claiming people that are not in the United States. We met people from these areas, from the Philippines that we're still affiliated with today. We met people from Africa that we're still affiliated with from today. And we started traveling around the country, and it led us to establish a network of churches called the Christian Life Network of Churches. And eventually, I was the calling of a bishop. Something had been prophesied on me since I first started preaching. The day I started preaching, that I chased from the purple shirt that I still hate to wear today, but I wear every now and then, and all of that started chasing me until finally I submitted to the call that a group of bishops and apostles and a prophet had called me into their ministry. They recognized it, and by October, that council laid hands on me and made me the first Bishop of Christian Life Ministries, a network of churches and ministries, and is chief apostle. And then from that, eventually Christian Life Network of Churches and Ministries became what we now call today the Apostolic Communion of Churches. So we this is not a fly-by-night movement. This is something that was given birth on October the 23rd, 2005, and still continues today. You know, you have a lot of people that fellowship come and go, but Christian Life has been around for a long time. The church started in 2003, and it has had about three different reincarnations. We started it, we planted another church, and now we have rebirthed another church, so to speak. We did another church here in Albany after moving the church to Dawson, and now we're raising up a church now in Albany again. And so we are on the move of God. Christian network of churches started with me, and then eventually had some people in Africa, the Philippines, and we had people in California and other places. We started adding Texas. We added Ohio. We added Michigan. We added Virginia. We added South Carolina, a whole bunch of other places. And so now we have people in several states in the United States. We have we even have a bishop under us right now that will be at the Congress this year from Switzerland. We have pastors from Kenya that will be with us this year at the Congress that are part of the Apostolic Communion of Churches. And so I am happy. When I was in Kojic, my first pastorate, they blessed me. They liked the way I preached. I'd already attended Darton College, and I'd already attended another institution, and they said, can we put you through Bible school? And I enrolled in Bethany Divinity College and Theological Seminary, and they put me through Bible school. I am indeed grateful to the deacon and that church for paying for my education and sharpening my skills and my tools and putting me through that, giving me the training that I need to be a better preacher and all of that. What else I need to share in these last 30 minutes? Back in May of 2012, me and about between five and eight other people, probably we start brainstorming. I think it started about three or four of us, and then it expanded to a few more of us. We start brainstorming about a Congress or a church, a synod, bringing together apostles and bishops. And we talked to a few people, and finally the following year we began to advertise a Congress. We started probably in February or March advertising at Congress. We started our first website, bishophenry.org. We got rid of that website and changed it to coab.org. And we had our first Congress in 2013 at Mountain Movement Faith Church. And God blessed us. We had a great crowd. We had more people at our first conference than some of these people still have at their conferences today. We had our second conference last year, and the numbers increased. And at last year we had it at Mount Salem Missionary Baptist Church. This year we are expecting greater. Last year, in the midst of the offertory, they stopped me. They said, we got one more thing we want to do, Bishop, before you move the service on. I'm like, huh? I had this surprised look on my face. And then one of our ACC bishops introduced a motion on behalf of the ACC that I will become the Archbishop of the ACC and the Archbishop of the Congress. And a lot of people, they don't know the roles. I'm not Metropolitan of the Congress. I'm Metropolitan of the ACC. I'm Primus of the Congress. And I think that's enough about me. I love God. I love God. I'm prophetic. I'm apostolic. And That's just who I am. If you want to know more, join me at the Congress this year. I'll see you there. God bless you. Bye.